It's time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Hey, pleasant good evening, everybody, from Rockport, Missouri. It is time for Highway 275 Conference Basketball here in Northwest Missouri tonight between the visiting Mountain City Panthers and the home team, the Rockport Blue Jays. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's game, Mead Lumber, your hometown building partner. Mead Lumber, building more than projects, they are building community. In our girls' game tonight, it looks like we have the potential for a really good game. Mountain City coming in here, 19 wins, 4 losses on the year. Rockport, 20-1 on the season. Rockport's only loss was to Midview Cannon back in December, December 5th, in fact, down at the Mountain City Invitational the first week of the season. They've knocked one on 18 straight since that time. Two teams are out warming up for our girls' game. We'll take a two-minute timeout. We'll come back and tell you who's going to be starting this ball game coming up on Sunny 101.3.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them. We win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small-town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com. It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the game of the week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish. Big news, Nebraska. Frontier Bank is now Equity Bank. You'll still see the same friendly faces, now backed by the strength and service of Equity Bank. Enjoy powerful digital banking tools, no ATM fees anywhere, anytime, and early pay, giving you access to your paycheck up to 2 days early on applicable accounts. It's everything you need from a bank that never forgets it's your money. Stop by your nearest location or visit equitybank.com to learn more. Welcome to Equity Bank, member FDIC.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And the teams head off to their benches to get their final instructions from their coaches here before we tip this girls' game off tonight. For the visitors, the Mountain City Panthers, Coach Ryan Osborne. His lineup tonight, the starters will include 5'8 sophomore Danica McDonald, 5'10 freshman Sophie Bierman, a 5'9 sophomore Sella Meadows, a 5'8 sophomore Peyton Farr, and a 5'9 junior Maggie Osborne. A very young team for the Mountain City Lady Panthers here. They have three seniors on the program. One of them, Miranda Rigger, 5'9 senior, who would obviously be a starter. She's been starting since she was at least a sophomore. Had a knee injury, suffered in volleyball, and has missed the entire basketball season. Even at 19-4, that she certainly would have been a big factor for Mound City this year if she was playing basketball or able to. For the Rockport Blue Jays and Coach Austin Allitz tonight, his starting lineup will include a 5'6 junior, Tatum Vogler. Vogler, that should be. My program's still backwards. Tatum Vogler, Ella Meyersworth, a 5'8 senior. Stevie Gaines, a 5'10" freshman. Audrey Meyer-Court, the 5'9" sophomore, and Braylon Woods, the 5'11" sophomore. We will also see Leah Meyer-Court, the 5'7" freshman, in the team early in this contest for Rockport tonight for Coach Austin Allen. So the introduction will be finished up here. And then we'll get it underway. Introduced. Teams get one more word of advice from their coaches, and we'll be set to tip it off here. Over on KTNC tonight, our sister station, the Fall City Tigers, are at Del Rodel tonight to take on the Griffins. Brandon Gatula is out at Odell to bring you that action, the Battle of the Orange tonight. The Orange-Black Tigers and the Orange-Black Griffins will do battle tonight. Randy's got the call on that if you're looking for Tiger girls and boys basketball tonight. Mound City, the visitor, goes left to right toward the north bucket here in the first half. It will be Oliver in there. Excuse me, no, that's number 10. That is German jumping it up, and she goes against Wood. And the tip goes to Rockport, and we've got a layup attempt, and it rolls off, no good. Offensive rebound, put back, no good by Stevie Gaines after the first miss there by Audrey Meyer-Court. A couple of buckets you thought had a really good chance to go there for Rockport, did not fall. All right, the Blue Jays back on defense now, and Rockport in the home team white to Mound City, carrying the ball around. We're in Missouri, no shot clock tonight. If you're listening along in southeast Nebraska, no shot clock here in Missouri. With the basketball, driving the right side, Maggie Osborne pulls up on the right block, shoots off the rim, it goes, a whistle and a foul. The ball had hops on a couple of sides of the rim, would not fall, and the first foul of the ball game is going to go on the Rockport Blue Jays, Stevie Gaines. First foul of the contest. Osborne will be at the free throw line here to shoot a pair. 5'9" junior rattles it round around the rim and won't go for her. Osborne, a junior, scored her 1,000th career point a few weeks back for Mound City. Sets herself up, second one on the way up, and good, and it's 1-0 Rockport or 2 Mound City with the early lead in this ball game. So Mound City takes the early lead, 1-0, and here we go the other way. Three ball, left side, up and down from the wing for Tatum Vogler. So Vogler will get the lead back now to Rockport, 3-1. To the front court come the Panthers. Take the ball into the middle to Meadows. Meadows goes left side with a pass to Carr. Peyton Carr right side to Osborne. Isolated on the right side. A lot of contact. No whistle. Ball was knocked away from her. She got it back momentarily, and then it comes down to the Blue Jays. Audrey Meyer-Court up the floor on the right side. Hands off to Ella Meyer-Court. Comes cross court near side to Braylon Wood. She'll pass the wing and back out now. Three ball on the way up and no good by Audrey Meyer-Court. Rebound, Mound City had it falling down. Sophie Bierman lost the basketball and Rockport gets it back. Here's a drive by Meyer-Court and we get a blocking foul. Be called here on Mound City at Sella Meadows. Her first team foul on Mound City here. Inbounding from the baseline will be Rockport. They'll bring it in. The shot up in the paint. Gaines, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Danica McDonald. McDonald will give the ball up the floor, and now here's Osborne spinning down the right side. Picks the ball out for a three-pointer. Short, no good by Bierman. And the loose ball rebound comes down, and Rockport on the run the other way. All the way in with a left-hand scoop is going to be Audrey Meyer-Court. She can't connect. And the rebound down to Mound City. Peyton Carr will have it for the Panthers. 3-1, Rockport, the early lead. 5:40 to go here in the first quarter. Take the ball over to the left side. With the basketball, Peyton Carr throws it right side of the floor now to Osborne. She'll move with the dribble. Hand it off, three-point shot, baseline, no good by Meadows. Rebound and a pass up the floor and a layup too strong for Tatum Vogler. Rebound brought down by Rockport. Put back Stevie Gaines. Can't get it. And we've got a rebounding foul called here on the Blue Jays. That foul will go against Ellemeyer Court, her first, team foul number two of the quarter. 5:14 to play here, opening period. Slow start, no field goals yet for Mound City. Into the game for Rockport, if I can find her here, I believe. There'd she go. Out top with the basketball will be Mound City. Working the ball to the top. Peyton Carr comes to a double team. Keeps going against the man-to-man. Lost the ball, but it's picked up by a teammate and a long three-pointer on the way. Up and no good by Sella Meadows. And the ball picked out of the air. Up the floor come the Blue Jays. There she is. I knew in the game was Lita Meyer-Court. They just couldn't find her. She's got one of those long, long, wide ponytails. Couldn't find her number. Three ball right corner up. No good by Audrey Meyer-Court. And a putback is up and in. 2 points put in by Leah Meyer-Court off the offensive rebound. And we've got a 5-1 ball game now. The lead to Rockport here early on. Nearing the midway mark of the first quarter. Now they looking for their first field goal. Get the ball in the middle of the floor, handing it now to Peyton Carr. Off to Osborne on the right side. Osborne goes cross court. Bierman out between the circles, now off the right side to Meadows. Meadows looks, man-to-man defense by Rockport, now try the right side of the floor near the sideline to McDonald. She'll dribble toward the middle, gets cut off, pass it back right side. Still can't get inside that three-point line of the basketball. Dribbling from side to side, far. Comes back to the near side, Bierman on the right side. Now she'll pass it back out to Meadows. Meadows will dish the ball off into the hands now of McDonald, and it's swiped away. Throw it ahead, Meyer-Court to Meyer-Court with the steal. Audrey Meyer-Court, the bucket to Leah Meyer-Court. And now it is 7-1, Rockport with the lead. A three and a couple of twos for the Blue Jays here while the Panthers looking to get on the board from the field. Going up the floor with it, Peyton Carr. Carr swings the right side and a jumper from the wing and the elbow. No good by Meadows. Loose ball rebound is touched last by Rockport. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Panther basketball. On the far side, left side of the floor, triggering in will be Peyton Carr. Panthers bring in Amber Salas to the game. Amber, 5'6" senior. Bring the ball into Meadows. Meadows into Osborne in the paint. Dribbling, had it knocked away. Held ball will stay with the Panthers this time on their end, on the offensive end. Blue Jays have not made a change here. Lobbed the ball into the top with the catch. Meadows looking in now for Mound City. Amber Salas again with the ball now. Swing it off the left side. Now go inside. Open up. Jumper short. No good. Shot put up there by Mound City's Ellen Gillenwater. Checked in on that last break. Three-pointer at the other end up and no good by Vogler. Rebound to Osborne for Mound City, and she's pushing up the left side. 2:22 all the way to the hole, and a foul will put Osborne at the free throw line to shoot a pair here. Scoreboard, or the score table, I should say, is opposite our side, so we can't always tell who the foul's on right away. This one will go on Ella Meyer-Court, and she's got two here in this first quarter of action tonight at Rockport. First free throw up and no good for Mound City. Checking back into the game now will be Audrey Meyer-Court for Rockport. Second free throw from Maggie Osborne on the way up and good. She hits one out of two. So she's got both the Panther points, but they're down 7-2. Up the floor we go on the right side now. Take the ball up and drive it in. Pulling up, 5-footer on the right side. No good, Audrey Meyer-Court. She will lose the rebound to the Panthers. Osborne to the front court, hands the ball off. Meadows will work it over to the far to the side. Now reverses, going all the way to the left side, all the way to the basket, and her shot is rejected out of bounds by Leah Meyercourt. So it will be Mound City ball underneath their own bucket. Lob it in again back to Amber Salas. She'll take it in down low to Farr. Farr will dribble out to the top. Right side, two-pointer straddling the line. Up, no good by McDonald. And the ball moves out of bounds on the rebound. And it'll belong to the Blue Jays. Sitting up here high, and again, top of the bleachers here at Rockport. I dressed for winter. I shouldn't have. We go the other way, and a drive up, and a whistle, and a foul as the shot's put up by Ella Meyercourt. And Ella Meyercourt now going to head to the free throw line to shoot two. Panther foul on the shot will go against Elena Gillenwater, her first, team foul number two. Free throw on the way is up, and no good. So Ella Meyercourt misses the first one. She'll have another one here. Panthers bring Salamettos back into the game. Free throw on the way up, and good. One out of two. Our score goes 8-2. Rockport with the lead. So the Panthers come up the floor with the ball. Give the ball to Osborne out top between the circles. Crosses over. Spins into the paint. Steps to the right. Elevates. Throws the ball to a Rockport Blue Jay. Coming away with the basketball, Leah Meyercourt. She throws it ahead. Drive in the lane. Off the mark. No good by Ella Meyercourt. Rebound to Osborne. Osborne up the floor. Wanted to pass left. Their pass she was going to throw was going to be intercepted. She held it. Now, picked up her dribble. Gets the ball away to McDonald. And it's a Peyton Farr. Under a minute to go in the first quarter here. 8-2. Rockport Lady Jays leading Mound City here. And off the right side. Now taking to the left in the middle of the floor to McDonald. She'll give the ball up for Meadows. Meadows will pass it away to Gillenwater. 35 seconds to go in the first quarter. Handing the ball on the right side now. They play catch to Danica McDonald. Looking, goes cross court in the middle, all the way out to midcourt with 24 seconds to go now. With it again, Ellen Gillenwater, now to Osborne. 17 on the clock, and the junior will dribble it. Moving to the right. Tried to do a little pick and roll there with the teammate. Didn't work. Eight on the clock. Now in trouble, throw the ball forward and driving in and losing the ball is Mound City. And a throw at the buzzer from three-quarter court hit the outside of the net. But that ends our first quarter. Rockport Blue Jays 8, the visiting Mound City Panthers 2. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
In the world of firearms, you need more than just a purchase. You need precision, reliability, and trust. That's where Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing comes in. We're your local experts for sales, diagnostics, intricate repairs, custom builds, and meticulous restorations. At Paladin, we ensure every firearm meets the highest standards of safety and performance. Whether you're an experienced owner or just starting your journey, we're committed to safe, responsible ownership. Discover the difference true craftsmanship makes. Visit Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing at 1801 Stone Street in Falls City. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
This is Sunny 101.3.
And welcome back here to Rockport. Ready to go in quarter number two. Bring the ball up and hand the ball off to the left side of the basketball. Stevie Gaines to the free throw line. Passes off left side. Now a pass down the middle. It's loose. It's a scramble, and it's picked up by Osborne as the ball was knocked away from Audrey Meyercourt. The Panthers looking for their first field goal. left side, Osborne. Man-to-man defense here by Rockport. Takes the ball to the right side of the floor now, and they run cutters out to the top, and here's a three-point shot up, and no good, too strong for Stella Meadows. Rebound. Foul? No. Oh, I see it hit the, I'm sorry, it hit the strap, but it went straight up and hit that strap. Okay. I see it. I see it wiggling back and forth now. I know what happened now. Down the lane with the scoop, no good, by Audrey Meyercourt. Panther rebound, and Osborne will bring it up for the Panthers. To the front. Comes Bound City, off to Osborne, out top. Starts right, spins back, free throw line down the lane, and she dribbled it off her leg. It's going out of bounds. Rockport basketball. Nothing going right for the Panthers here so far. 6:45 left, first half action. Coming up the floor, a long three is short off the front edge. No good by Audrey Meyercourt. Osborne's got it. She'll bring it up. Now she'll throw the ball ahead to McDonald. Back to Osborne. Fake to three. Now dribbles. Moving right. Picks up her dribble. Hands it off now to Farr. She'll shoot, and it's on the rim. Won't go. Kept alive by the Panthers, but it's handled by Audrey Meyercourt. Sophomore will bring it up. Pass the ball forward now to Braylon Wood. Off the right side. Now it goes back to the middle of the floor to Ella Meyercourt. She will fire. And it's going to be a three-pointer for Ella Meyercourt. She's got four in the ballgame. And our second three-pointer of the ballgame for Rockport. 2 minutes gone by here in the second quarter. Off the screen on the free throw line come the Panthers. Take the ball around. Osborne out front, driving the right side. Back into a double team, kicks it back out of there to Silla Meadows. Meadows back to Osborne, right side. Tight man-to-man defense played well by Braylon Wood. Hands off again, and now a throw into the paint, and it's stolen away. Making the pick to Stevie Gaines. Long pass up the floor, and a kick back outside, and a drive down the lane, off the glass. Too strong for Ella Meyercourt, and the ball is out of bounds, and down the highway it goes. Headed down the hallway. Position once again, and he's still gone. Here he comes. I figured he would come back, but you never know. I've done games where if I could chase the ball down the hallway, I would never come back. I just stay away. But not this one. I think this one will still work out to be a pretty decent ball game, despite an early 9-point lead here for Rockport. Off the left side, Mound City still looking for that first field goal we have played. 11 minutes now without a Panther field goal. Up the floor on the right side with the basketball. A drive, a shot, no good by Carr. And we have a tie-up on the rebound. Now we got a foul on the rebound on Mound City. Foul will go against the Panthers. Stella Meadows picks up her second foul, first foul of the second period. Up the floor of the basketball, Leah Meyercourt. Now Audrey Meyercourt out top, crossover dribble down the lane with the scoop. It's up. It's too strong. We've got a whistle and a foul on the Panthers. A couple of free throws coming here. I think he indicated number 10. Yes, he did. Sophie Bauman, her first, or Bierman, excuse me, Sophie Bierman. And to the free throw line, Audrey Meyercourt, no points yet in the ballgame. First trip to the line. Up. And it hits the front and climbs in. Our score goes to 12-2. If you played 11 and a half minutes and don't have a field goal, you would think you'd be way down, but that's not necessarily the case. It's 13-2. It could be much worse for Mound City. Down 11 is bad enough, but you think we'll get it going here. Inside, Osborne in the paint. Double team. Held ball will stay on the Panther end. Dribbled into a double team in the paint. So now triggering from the baseline, Peyton Farr. She's on the left side of the floor. Everybody on the corner of the lane. Bring the ball in out top to Meadows. Meadows passes off, gets it right back, drives the right side down the lane, and lost the handle on the basketball, and it will scoot out of bounds on the end line. Rockport ball. Blue Jays bring Braylon Wood back in the ball game. Stevie Gaines is in there. Ella Meyer court. Also in it, Leah Meyer court. And one more. Tatum Vogler is in there. Here's a three-pointer. Left elbow up, down. 3 points for Leah Meyer court. She's got 7 in the game. Timeout, Mound City trailing now 16-2. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Your trusted local insurance experts are growing. While you've known us at Southeast Nebraska Insurance, we're excited to announce our new name, Riverstone Insurance Group. Same great team, same commitment to our Southeast Nebraska neighbors. Now with offices in Fall City, Rockport, and Mound City to serve you even better. From home and auto to farm and business, we're still here to protect what matters most. We're Riverstone Insurance Group, your future secured.
Sunny 101.3.
3:51 to go in the first half. It's a Rockport lead over Mound City girls game, 16-2 here. 16-2 is our score. That horn might have covered me. Not sure. Either team shooting a great percentage. In fact, I can tell you what Mound City is right now. It's zero. They don't have a field goal. Okay, the ball comes in. Panther ball. Peyton Farr with it. Full court pressure by the Blue Jays. To the front court. Working the ball up there. Peyton Farr. Gave the ball over to the left side. Now backs up. No five count. Gets the ball to Osler on the right side. She'll move toward the middle between the circles. Keeps the dribble. Reverses. Gives it off again to Peyton Farr. Farr. Lost the handle on the dribble, got it back. Being chased, now comes the right side. Dishes off, three ball up, and too strong for McDonald. Rebound to the Blue Jays, brought down by Stevie Gaines. Up the forehead, oh, underneath, they've got an open player. They find her, and a little turnaround jumper inside the left block for Braylon Wood. Makes it 18-2. Under 3 minutes to go now in the first half. Panthers on the front court, right on the sideline. Osborne had to grab that one in a hurry to keep it from going out of bounds. Give the ball up to Peyton Farr. Farr working the right side, now can reverse by the left side. Try to turn the corner, cut off there by Leah Meyercourt. Throw it out on the right corner and a long three up and good from the right side of the circle. Three ball for Sella Meadows. Puts the Panthers on the board at the 224 mark. And a passer at the other end. Good for Stevie Gaines. Same spot, opposite end of the floor, and it's now 21-5. So back-to-back triples, one for each team. And the ball nearly stolen away. Oh, and a save, and then a throw back taken by Rockport. And Rockport's going to throw it away at their end of the floor in the offensive end. Neither coach is particularly happy at the moment with the way his team is executing on the offensive end. So the ball will come into the Panthers. Peyton Farr will bring it up. They'll pick her up at midcourt. She'll go to the left side, hand it off there for Maggie Osborne. Comes around, we've got a collision. Three, maybe four players involved here. We got a whistle, we got a foul on the Blue Jays. That one will go on Stevie Gaines. Says that's her first. I already had her for one early. Who am I missing on? Well, we'll figure that out as we go. Mound City ball down 21-5, a minute 35 to play in the half. Osborne, stop. Five count is on. She needs somebody to get loose. Finally, Farr will come and take a handoff. Farr moving right to left, trying to set the pick as Osborne. It gets to her in the middle. Elevates up off the glass, off the rim. No. Rebound on the deck, on the bottom of the pile. for Mound City was Sella Meadows, and a timeout is called by one team or the other. We'll have to see who that was. Top 30-second timeout. Rockport says our ball will call the timeout. They're up by 16. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska. HVAC services include HVAC install, equipment replacement, new construction, and any repairs. Plumbing services include install, repairs, servicing, new construction, and sewer cleaning. They are on Facebook. In Auburn, call 402-414-7083. Falls City, 402-245-5083. Bringing comfort from our home to yours.
Sunny 101.3.
Rockport Blue Jay basketball. Minute 15 to go in the half. They lead 21-5. They come to the front court against the Panthers of Mound City. With the ball, Ella Meyercourt passes it off there for Audrey Meyercourt. Audrey dribbling right side, throws it underneath, tipped and stolen by Osborne with a minute to go in the half. Osborne up the floor on the left side. Stops, needs help, gets it out, three ball on the way up, and good. Left side of the circle for Peyton Farr. And it's now 21-8. Rockport with the lead. A couple of triples here for Mound City. Gaines had it, didn't take the three. Swing it left side and a drive in, and wow, we're going to call that a shot. Going down towards the lane on the left side with the basketball was Ella Meyercourt. Contact, she threw what looked to me like a pass, but they're going to call it a shot and a foul on Danica McDonald. Team foul number three of the quarter. Free throw rattles around and goes in. For Ella Meyercourt, she's got five in the game. 22-8. Second one coming. Up. Too strong. Rebound. Tipped around. Osborne gets it. Oh, Gaines went down. She landed hard. Up and okay. Heads back up the floor on defense now. 23 seconds to go in the half. 22-8. Rockport, Mound City will give the ball to McDonald on between the circles. Now coming to the right side to Farr. Farr to Osborne, 12 on the clock, back to Farr. Man-to-man defense, very good defense so far tonight by Rockport. They switch off well. Right side, on the box, won't go. Shot for McDonald, won't go. And a half-court shot at the buzzer is no good. After one half of play in Rockport, Missouri, it is the Panthers trailing the Rockport Blue Jays 22-8. Rockport with the lead here at halftime. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Be back and give you the first half numbers coming up on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
When healthcare goes beyond expectations, people get better, faster. That's the goal behind quality healthcare. A nurse's compassion, a surgeon's skill, a committed support staff. Each caregiver excels in what they do and what they deliver. Going beyond standard procedures, bringing a higher level of health care. Quality.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
The need for blood never takes a day off. Nemaha County Hospital wants to remind us about their upcoming blood drive on February 19th. Every donation helps patients facing surgery, cancer treatment, emergencies, and other critical needs. One simple act can make a life-saving difference. please reach out to Carla Pettyjohn to schedule a time to give blood on February 19th. Your donation can help ensure a safe, reliable blood supply for our community. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Back at Rockport, Missouri, John Nixon along with you here tonight. Seth Collison running the show for us, our studio engineer tonight. Our halftime recap is brought to you, presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home, they're far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. First half scoring for Mound City, there wasn't much. Two for Maggie Osborne at the free throw line. 2 3-pointers made in the first half, one for Peyton Farr and one for Sella Meadows for the Mound City Panthers for their total of 8 first half points. They didn't make a field goal until the 2:24 mark of the second quarter. Two fouls on Sella Meadows for Mound City so far. And nobody else with more than one. For Rockport in the first half, leading the scoring is Leah Meyercourt off the bench with 7. We've got 5 for Ella Meyercourt. Tatum Vogler has 3. Stevie Gaines has 3. They have both made 3-point baskets. Braylon Wood has 2. And Audrey Meyercourt has 2 at the free throw line. She's the leading scorer on the year for Rockport. Fouls for Rockport. 2 on Ella Meyercourt in the first half. Apparently nobody else with more than one. They went 4 out of 6 at the line in the first half of tonight's ball game. Score at halftime, 22-8. Rockport leading Mound City in our girls' game. The boys will follow here later tonight. One other score over on sister station, KTNC. Halftime, the General Odell Lady Griffins leading Fall City out at Odell tonight, 29-6 at halftime. Our halftime numbers, the report, the wrap-up for the halftime events brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home. They're far from dead. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Right now, we'll take a two-minute break to hear from our sponsors. We'll check in with the weather to see if it's going to stay this nice the rest of the spring and summer. Then we'll hear more from our sponsors. Be back with the second half on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Hey everybody, Bart here at Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Tired of winter? Yeah, me too, but guess what? It ain't going anywhere yet. Come on in and check out our Sunfire heaters, Carhartt clothes, dry shod boots, Milwaukee power tools. If you need to cut a little wood, we got a great selection of steel chainsaws. But if you're thinking spring, hey, we can cover you there too. Rec-Tec grills, got great line of sprayers, sprayer supplies, hoses, banjo fittings, pumps, you name it. We're ready for you.
At your friendly Farm and City Supply.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group, direct written premium.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller with your weather for the tri-state area. We'll see partly cloudy skies tonight with a low temperature in the mid-20s and winds out of the north around 5 miles an hour. Wednesday, sunshine with high temperatures in the lower 50s and southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Wednesday night, cloudy, with temperatures in the lower 30s and southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Thursday, partly sunny, with high temperatures in the mid-50s. Southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Thursday night, mainly clear, with temperatures falling back to around 30, and winds out of the east at around 5 miles an hour. Friday, sunshine, with high temperatures in the upper 50s, and east winds around 5 miles an hour. Friday night, showers, with a low temperature in the mid-30s. Saturday, chance of rain, with high temperatures in the mid-50s and light northeast winds. And for Sunday, lots of sun, with highs in the upper 50s. That's your latest forecast. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller on Sunny 101.3.
All right, here in Falls City right now, we are showing 43 degrees in clear skies or winds out of the north here at the studios in downtown Falls City. We are at about 5 to 10 miles an hour as right now, halftime of our girls' game. We're going to get back to second half action. John Nixon has that for you. Coming up right after the break.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all, just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's jerky, snack sticks, brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at Den's Country Meats.
At Equity Bank, we never forget, it's your money. That's why our customers are always armored against ATM fees. Your Equity Bank debit card provides the shield against all ATM fees, anywhere, anytime, giving you freedom wherever you go. Now's the perfect time to experience the Equity Bank difference. Stop by any Equity Bank location to open an account or do it in minutes online at equitybank.com. We're proud to serve you and help you make the most of your money. Member FDIC.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We're back to live action here in Rockport High School, Rockport, Missouri. Third quarter underway. It's Rockport Blue Jay basketball. They go left to right as we look at it here from the east side. They're going to the north. Out top. Now down to the right side. Three-pointer on the way. Audrey Myersworth has her first field goal in the ball game. And the lead is now 25-8. Rockport with the lead over Mound City Panthers. To the front court of the basketball comes Peyton Farr. She will move to the left side. Cut off. Backs up. Moves around the right side, and her pass down to the right corner, tipped away out of bounds by Ellemeyer Court. So Panther ball, whoop, girls, one of you have to take it out. Ah, there we go. Finally, Peyton Farr says, I'll do it. I'll trigger it in from the sideline here. Now she'll bring it in, she'll get it right back. Drop the ball in there to Sophie Bierman. Back and all the way out to the top as Farr near midcourt. Pass the ball cross court now to the right side. Farr fakes the three, drives, shoots off the glass, in and out, won't go. Oh, it's been that kind of night for Mound City. Audrey Meyer, of course, with the rebound, pushes the ball ahead to Tatum Vogler. And Meyer, of course, the defender fell down and she was in the midst of passing it. Long three ball by Gaines won't go. Rebound brought down by Osborne. Maggie throws it ahead. It's knocked away. And then it is taken control by Mound City. With the ball, Peyton Farr directing traffic. Gives the ball out on the right side. Three ball. No good this time for Meadows. Offensive rebound to Farr. She'll give it over to Bierman for three. Short off the rim. Ball goes out of bounds, and it will go to Rockport. Well, the Panthers did a good job getting some offensive rebounds there off the misses. So we reset here. Rockport basketball coming up the floor on the right side, and a three ball on the way off the rim. No good. Offensive rebound put back. No good by Vogler. Loose ball rebound is controlled by Stella Meadows. Meadows to Osborne, pushing it up, comes to a double team, leads it off to Meadows. Right side of the floor. Meadows out on the left side to Bierman. Sophie holds it, moves to the top of the key, gives the ball off again to Peyton Farr. Peyton backs all the way out into the Blue Jay logo at midcourt. Takes the ball right side for Meadows. Posting up on the right block is Osborne. A little turnaround jump hook, and she got her to go. Maggie Osborne, with her first hoop tonight, has 4 points. It's 25-10. Rockport leading. To the front, we go with the basketball to Audrey Meyercourt. She'll whip it in there with the left hand, and a pass across from Wood. Across the lane there to Ella Meyercourt. Rebound to Mound City. Osborne to the front court. Crossover dribble back into the free throw area. Gets it off to Farr. Farr tries to get a screen. Goes over to the right side. Three ball rim. Hit the top of the backboard twice. Loose ball rebound. Gaines comes out with it for Rockport. Passes left side. Leave it back for Audrey Meyercourt. Just inside the three-point line. No. Rebound is loose. First was in the hands of Ella Meyercourt. She lost her bounce. And Bierman and her both hit the deck out of bounds. Loose ball picked up by the Panthers. They have it front court now looking for a bucket. Osborne pass to her off the side. Couldn't hang on to it. Taken by Rockport. Rockport up the floor. Loose. Now it's knocked away. Stolen by Mound City. Farr leaves it off for Osborne. Three ball right side. Buries it. And Maggie Osborne with a couple of hoops around City. All of a sudden it's 25-13. Mound City trying to climb back into this thing. Here's a three ball at the other end, up and good by Audrey Meyercourt. Every time Mound City makes a bucket, it seems the answer comes from Rockport. 28-13, the lead is 15. Peyton Farr, backcourt, and pushed into the backcourt. She was in the front court near the midcourt line, then Audrey Meyercourt ran into her, pushed her over the line into the backcourt. First foul of the half from the quarter. On Rockford, actually they're both right. It only counts for quarters. Mound City brings Amber Solace into the ball game, a 5'8 senior. Ball comes in. Helena Gillenwater also check in. Gillenwater front court with a pass now to Farr. Farr back near that midcourt line again, off the left side to Solace. She'll give the ball up to Gillenwater. Pass over the right side. Farr with it. Farr holds on to it, passes right side with the ball. Meadows driving in, a whistle and a foul. Blocking foul is going to go against Audrey Meyercourt. That's going to be her second foul, second one of the quarter against Rockport. Audrey Meyercourt will sit down. Back in comes Ella Meyercourt. The ball comes in long. Off the hands of Meadows, she picks it back up. Farr, well, the defense right on her, wasn't it? I thought she double dribbled, but I guess not. The referee had two right there standing and watching her. Shot away, 12-foot wing, and good by Meadows. She's got five in the ball game, and it's 28-15. Timeout, Mound City, trailing with 3:20 to go in the third. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
When it comes to firearms, peace of mind is everything. You need expertise you can trust. That's where Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing comes in. We're your local authority for professional gunsmithing, maintenance, and responsible ownership education. From repairs and custom work to the best selection of quality firearms, we prioritize your safety and satisfaction above all else. Stop in and see us at 1801 Stone in Falls City or check us out on Facebook. Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing, your trusted partner in responsible firearm ownership.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Mound City bringing in full court pressure here. Rockport comes up the floor and a bounce pass across, stolen in the paint. Mound City with the takeaway, and it'll be Maggie Osborne to bring the ball up the floor after the steal by Salas. Osborne, free throw line, dishes off, left side wing, jumper no good by Gillenwater. Rebound to Rockport, outlet stolen away by Mound City, and then they, before they fall out of bounds, they throw it back, and now we've got a run out of the other end. Layup is good by Ella Meyercourt. She's got seven, and it's 30-15, Rockport. Mound City just can't break it down into a single-digit lead here. 2:40 to play in the third quarter. The boys' game will follow this one. Hand the ball off, out top. Peyton Carr. Osborne, three ball, short off the rim. Rebound, comes down to Tatum Vogler. Vogler will give the ball up now to Leah Meyercourt. She'll pass it off. Three-pointer on the way, no good on the right side. That shot put up by Tatum Vogler. And the rebound and bringing it up will be Carr. She'll hand it off to Osborne on the left side. She'll work the free throw circle, picked up her dribble, passes off Carr. Left side, Peyton with the dribble, reverses. Boy, it's good defense by Rockport. They're just right with him. There's none, you can't see. You couldn't put a card between them, it seems. Here's a ball knocked loose, thrown forward, and Rockport said they didn't have a numbers advantage for a minute. Now a three ball on the way, no good by Leah Meyercourt. Offensive rebound, weak side, up and put back good by Ella Meyercourt, who has nine. And we have a timeout call. Score is 32-15. Rockport leads. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, plumbing and sewer cleaning at your service, bringing comfort from our home to yours. With offices in two locations, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska, services are offered at residential and commercial levels. Co-owners have 40-plus years of experience, and their crew includes licensed journeymen and master journeymen. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Airstream Heating and Cooling in Falls City, 402-245-5083. In Auburn, 402-414-7083.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Minute 36 to go in the third quarter. That last basket for Rockport to Carly Gibbards, 5'8 sophomore we got in the ballgame, snuck in there on me. Carly credited with the basket up on the scoreboard. So we come the other way now. Mound City with the ball and a lob over the top and a catch and a shot in the paint. Good for Maggie Osborne. Now she has 9 points in the ballgame. A long three at the other end is up, no good. Shot put up there by Stevie Gaines. Ball out of bounds and goes off of Mound City. So it'll be Rockport ball again on their own end line. They're looking. They get it into the free throw area. Gaines dishes off back to Vogler. To Audrey Meyercourt. Right side. With the dribble, backs up and hands the three. Audrey Meyercourt now with 11. Nine of them here in the third quarter. 35-15, or 35-17, excuse me. 35-17, 18-point lead. Mound City with 38 seconds to go in the quarter with the ball in the forecourt. Holding the ball off to Osborne on the right side. Maggie comes near left side for Bierman. Sophie Bierman will pass the ball off. And now Peyton Farr with 22 on the clock. They seem content to play for one shot here. Take it over to Bierman, down to 15. Continue to play catch out top. Meadows now to Farr. Nine on the clock. They're going to have to move here. Far down the right side into the corner. Bobbled, loose ball, and they throw it across the floor, and they don't get a shot off. A They held it for 20-some seconds, but couldn't get a shot off after three. It's Rockport Girls 35, Mound City 17. We are back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
As a healthcare center, we treat all kinds of illness. But the first step in good health is prevention of disease. Nutrition, diet, and exercise play an important role, but sometimes they're not enough. Watch your body's warning signs. If you notice a change in your health, call us. We have the expertise to address any issue before it becomes a concern.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
It's 35-17, Rockport with the lead, Mound City with the ball in our girls' contest here tonight on Sunny 101.3. With the ball on the right wing, knocked loose, now get it away to Peyton Farr. Working the ball around, shot up, trying to get it into Osler, went off the rim. Back out top, three-pointer on the way up. And out, no good this time for Salamato's rebound to the Blue Jays on the run the other way. And the ball to Ella Meyercourt. Meyercourt with the basketball. And the ball is out of bounds, and it's touched last by the Blue Jays. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's basketball act is Mead Lumber, your hometown building partner. Panther ball, front court, on the right side, with it, handling it, Salamato's has a pass to the hole, oh, cut off by Gaines, who got there late, and we get called for the blocking foul. Stevie is not one of those players you want to run into unless you've got a really full head of steam. Should just stand there and take it. She got the foul, but she came out on the best end of the deal. First foul of the quarter. Triggering in from the baseline, Peyton Farr. Lob it in, out top with the basketball. Salamato's down the right side with the scoop. Won't go. Rebound comes down to Ella Meyercourt, and the Blue Jays will walk it up the floor in the person of Audrey Meyercourt. Off the right side now to Braylon Wood. Left side, three ball up on the rim. Hops on the rim a second time. No good for Ella Meyercourt. Rebound to Osborne. She'll bring it herself into the paint. She tries to work. Had it knocked away, recovered. Far long two-pointer on the rim, no. Scramble for the rebound, and on the line with the basketball in her hand that time was Ella Meyercourt. All right, to Trigger from the baseline. Taking Far out top to Osborne. Osborne will hand off to Meadows. Left side, Far. She'll give the ball out top. Now skip it across. From Osborne to McDonald. Back to the top. Far over left side. Bierman for three. Short, no good. Rebound grabbed out of the air by Stevie Gaines. Get it ahead to Audrey Meyercourt. She'll throw it in the middle to Wood. Lost the ball. Got it back. Throws it off to her teammate. And up and in. A little runner for Tatum Vogler. And it's 37-17. Rockport by 20. That is their biggest lead of the ball game. 2 minutes gone by here in the fourth. Off the left side, Osborne with it. Cross court with a bounce pass to Meadows. They look for a cutter, they go to Bierman down the right side. It's in, but it won't count a foul before the shot with a block. Foul will go on Braylon Wood, her second foul. That's where the foul was earlier. I didn't have. Okay, I'll pat on somebody else. Nobody with more than two fouls for any either team in the game. Lob it in. Right back to the Trigger person. On the rim for three for Far. It won't go. And Audrey Meyercourt on the run the other way. Dishes it across the lane to Leah Meyercourt. It's up and good. Well, you know, Audrey Meadows hasn't played any basketball since she was on the Honeymooners back in the 50s, probably. Showing Seth's age there. He may be the only one that got that. He's a lot younger than I am. Ball tipped by Rockport. It's going to go out of bounds on the sideline of the scorer's table. So the Panthers will inbound. Peyton Farr brings it in to Maggie Osborne. Osborne up the floor, picked up her dribble. The far beyond the three-point line on the right side of the floor, in the middle of the floor, and out of Meadows. Meadows drives right. Well, they just passed the dribblers off from one defender to another. It's really effective defense. It's man-to-man, but they just pass them off and switch them. Inside underneath, Pierman can't hit in the paint. Rebound brought down by the Blue Jays. Ahead is going to be Leah Meyercourt, and if she turns the corner, a foul will be called here. This foul will go against the Panthers, and it's going to go on Sarah Meadows, her third. The ball comes in out top. It's knocked away momentarily by Meadows. It's picked up by Audrey Meyercourt. She misses the three. Scramble for the rebound. It's loose. Who's got it? Rockport has it. And the coach, Austin Allen, calls timeout. Saves the possession with a 22-point lead. 39-17, back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group, direct written premium.
Sunny, 101.3.
39-17, the lead of the Rockport Lady Jays here. Looking for their 21st win of the year. They've only been on the losing side one time back in the first week of the season down at the Mountain City Invitational. Panther girls looking for their 20th win, but it doesn't look like it's in the cards tonight, down by 22 with 4:32 to go. Rockport will inbound the basketball. Undefeated at home this season. Bring the ball in, and it'll be handled by Ella Meyercourt off the left side for Wood. Wood will give the ball up now for Vogler. Vogel will pass to Ella Meyercourt. Inside, it goes to Gaines. She lost it, went right back to Meyercourt. She drives the paint, shoots it, misses it. Rebound by Osborne. She bounces it out of there. We get a whistle and a foul on Rockport. Blue Jay foul this time will go on Stevie Gaines. That's her third. Third foul of the quarter on the Blue Jays. Far to the front court for Mound City. And we're going to have a ball dribbled on the sideline. Aggressive defense out there by Leah Meyercourt. She dove into the Panther player, who then dribbled it out of bounds. And Coach Brian Osborne was not particularly thrilled with that lack of foul call. Shot blocked by Maggie Osborne at the free throw line. It is put up down there by Stevie Gaines. Ball goes off of a Blue Jay out of bounds. Panthers with the basketball and 3:52 to go. Maggie Osborne at the point this time brings it up the floor. Hands it off to Peyton Farr. Gets a screen at the top, backs up, comes left, off to Osborne. She'll move to the right side, and a reach-in foul on the Blue Jays. Foul will go on Leah Meyercourt. That'll be her first. Team foul number four. So the Panthers bring it into the backcourt to Osborne. She'll bring it up the floor. Off it goes to Farr. Back to Osborne. Sets up three ball on the rim. No. Rebound grabbed by Vogler. She'll get it out of there, up the floor and out of the Leah Meyercourt. Leah off to Audrey Miner, of course. Directing traffic, picked up her dribble, goes off to Stevie Gaines. Out back to Vogler. Out top, Audrey Miner, of course. Directing traffic in, bounce pass right side. Inside, Gaines on the right side, up and drives the lane and got it. Got around Osborne for the basket. So the two-pointer there for Stevie Gaines gives her 5 points in the ball game. And it's now 41-17. Rockport with the big advantage. 2:40 to play. Far left side, three-pointer. On the way, no good by Salameadows after the pass. Rockport rebound. Up the floor they come. Try to throw it over the top inside. Intended there for Ellemeyer, of course. A little too tall on the pass, and it goes out of bounds. Panther basketball. Carly Gibbard's back in, a 5'8 sophomore now for Rockport. Osborne will bring it up the floor. Pass it off. Far to the right side. Three ball up and on the rim. No good by Salameadows. Rebound. Audrey Miner, of course. Baseball pass ahead to Leah Miner, of course. Cross the court. Layup won't go for Ella Miner, of course. All three of the Miner, of course, had a shot at that one. They each had the ball, the rebound, the pass, the pass for the assist, and the missed layup. And now we've got a foul on the rebound against Mound City. Called on Ellen Gillenwater, her second. Team foul number two. Mound City led 1-0. And after that, there's a three-point bucket for Rockport, and they've never trailed since. Under 2 minutes to go here in the ballgame. Out top with the basketball now. Ella Miner, court down the lane. And we've got an offensive foul on Rockport. That foul on Ella Miner, court, her third of the charge. Player control, no free throws on that one, even though it's the 15th foul of the quarter. Up the floor, Mouncey Osborne stops, pops for three, off the glass, no. Rebound grabbed up by Gillenwater. Hands it off too far. Payton can't connect. The ball comes down off the backboard and goes off the hand of a Panther underneath the bucket, and it will be Rockport ball with 1:40 to go. To the front court come the Blue Jays with the basketball out on the right side. Braylon Wood to the top. They'll swing it. Left side, Audrey Meyer court, three ball. She heats up in the second half. That's 14 in the game for her. 12 of them here in the second half. 44-17 now. Ball loose, recovered by the Panthers. Osborne with it. Gives the ball to Farr. Farr off the right side. Her pass deflected out of bounds by Ellemeyer, of course. And here comes a line change to Rockport. Five new players in the ballgame. We'll try to catch him. I see Jalen Jones in, a 5'8 sophomore. Lexi Stanton is a 5'7 senior, and there's a timeout on the floor. 44-17, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Rockport brings in Landry Kelly. Here's a shot up, no good, by Mount City Salameadows. Give it to Bierman. She'll drive, pass off, intended for Dalen Yoakum, who just checked into the ball game. Also in for the Panthers here is Donica McDonald back in there. Landry Kelly, Raylan Jenkins, Claire Miller, Lexi Stanton, and Jalen Jones all in the game for Rockport. Here's a drive and a shot and a whistle and a foul. Shot was put up there by Claire Miller. It'll be a shooting foul on the Panthers on Kaylee Messer, who's into the game. Kaylee just checked in there, a 5'8 senior. I'm trying to catch them all. Free throw on the way up and good. Claire Miller, 5'10 junior, hits the first one. Second one up. Second one no good. That's our first two free throw attempts of the second half. Here's a three ball up off the rim, no good. And a rebound put back up, in and out, no good for Kaylee Messer. And the rebound to the Blue Jays, brought down there by Alexi Stanton, 5'7 senior. 18 seconds on the clock. See the Blue Jays, they decide to attack or drill out. They're going to shoot a three. It's off the rim. No good. Off to Karen. Shot put up there. I believe it was Landry Kelly. And that's the end of the game. No shot for Mound City. Rockport Blue Jays 45. Mound City 17. We'll come back and wrap this one up in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Sunny 101.3.
Back here at Rockport, wrapping up our girls game. 45-17, the final score, the win for Rockport. They're 21-1 on the year. Mound City drops to 19-5. Rockport have held Mound City scoreless in that fourth quarter. Maggie Osborne had 9 to lead Mound City. Stella Meadows had 5 and 3 for Peyton Carr for their total of 17. For Rockport in the game, they're led by Audrey Meyerkorth with 14. Leah Meyerkorth had 9 off the bench, 7 for Ella Meyerkorth. Tatum Boger with 5, Carly Gibbers with 2, 5 more for Stevie Gaines, 2 for Braylon Wood, and 1 for Claire Miller. Final score, 45-17. The Rockport girls get the win, their 21st of the season. The boys are out warming up. The clock is already underway. We'll take a break, check the weather, be back, and give you the starting lineups for the boys' game coming up.